This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza as Palestinian militants continue to fire rockets into Israel. It's the fifth day of hostilities between the two sides. Israel's military said air and ground forces were involved in attacks on Friday, but had not entered Gaza. At least 119 people have been killed in Gaza, and 8 have died in Israel since fighting began on Monday. Meanwhile, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of civil war as mobs of Israelis and Arabs have been fighting on the streets of Israel. A major U.S. fuel pipeline has reportedly paid cyber criminal gang DarkSid nearly $5 million in ransom following a cyber attack. That's what multiple U.S. news agencies are reporting. Colonial Pipeline suffered a ransomware cyber attack over the weekend and took its service down for a number of days, causing gas shortages in cities across the United States. Colonial has said that it would not comment on the issue. On Friday, meantime, Japanese consumer tech giant Toshiba said its European division in France had been hit by the same cyber criminal gang. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has rebuffed a call from China to withdraw vessels from disputed areas of the South China Sea and said he would not bow to pressure, even if it jeopardizes his friendship with Beijing. And the top U.S. health agency says it's lifting mask-wearing guidance for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, a watershed moment that U.S. President Joe Biden called a great day in the long pandemic fight. The announcement by the CDC marked an abrupt turnaround after more than a year of urging people to